All right, everybody, do not let them lie to you. It has been 88 days since this failing war with Iran began, and it has been 40 days since Donald Trump sent out this incredibly poorly aged Truth Social post about the Strait of Hormuz. On April 17th of 2026 at 9:30 a.m., so 40 days ago exactly, Donald Trump declared, in all caps, quote, "The Strait of Hormuz is completely open and ready for business and full passage." Spoiler alert, the strait was not open, it was not ready for business, and since then, we have not seen full passage at all. In fact, just 48 hours ago, the United States had to strike Iran again, right off the coast of the strait at Bandar Abbas, their port city. And the United States is claiming that Iran was escalating, but what was really happening is they were further placing mines in the straits to maintain control of it and to gain more regional leverage. I don't support it, but it's a military tactic that thus far has worked rather well for Iran in outmaneuvering the United States. It doesn't matter if we sunk their 50-year-old navy to the sea if they're able to just extort the world via the Strait of Hormuz. But it gets even more concerning than that. Donald Trump is now recycling his threats against Iran verbatim. So 8 days apart, Donald Trump posted the exact same threat. It's straight up cognitive decline, it's weakness, it's humiliation on the global stage. How are you going to make a threat and draw a red line? And then when that red line gets crossed, you just send out the exact same threat 8 days later. Like the exact threat, verbatim. On May 18th, he said, quote, "If Iran surrenders, admits their navy is gone and their air force is no longer with us, if their entire military walks out of Tehran, weapons dropped, and shouting, 'I surrender,' and if their entire remaining leadership signs all necessary documents of surrender and admits their defeat, the failing New York Times, the China Street Journal, and now irrelevant CNN will headline that Iran had a masterful and brilliant victory. The Democrats and media have totally lost their way. They have gone absolutely crazy." Okay. Yeah, we've gone crazy for sure. Then you go to May 26th, which is yesterday. Trump sends out the exact same post. "If Iran surrenders, admits their navy is gone and their air force is no longer with us, and they walk out with their weapons and hands held high shouting, 'I surrender, I surrender.'" Okay, it's not funny to watch the president of the United States rapidly cognitively spiral, but there's something ironic about the fact that Trump spent years talking about the United States being humiliated on the global stage. And now this shit gives me secondhand embarrassment. Watching the president make threats, the same threats verbatim over and over and over with no results, gives me secondhand embarrassment. You know, I want to show you a clip of me debating this topic on TV about a month ago. And in one 60-second clip, I think I'm able to effectively swat down every single MAGA talking point, and this still all stands true today. As always, if you appreciate the clips on the Adam Mockler feed, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you hit the like, make sure you subscribe, and play this clip.
Yeah. I just want to address the absurd reframing that I heard here 1 second ago. This idea that Donald Trump is willing to take some political hits as if this is all some intentional strategy on his part. When this war started, we heard 3 or 4 different things. No missiles, no nukes, no terrorists, and maybe regime change. That's what he was going for. Regime change has not happened. The IRGC
not
is still
gonna
in
happen.
Control. It's not going to happen. The IRGC
in
is
right
listen.
Now.
The IRGC is so deeply embedded.
Cardboard cutout.
The IRGC is in Iran, and they're in charge.
We're
they are so
there,
deeply
though.
Embedded in Iran's institutions that you can't just get them out unless you go boots on the ground. Who's in control right now? The IRGC. Number two, on no nukes. What they did was scatter the scientists around the country and put all of the blueprints into the cloud, so it still exists. Yes, the nuclear is the enriched uranium is buried under rubble, but it's still in Iran. They can just rebuild, get the info from the cloud, and then rebuild again. So that takes me to no terrorism. They can still fund terrorism. They'll likely get money from this deal, and the Strait of Hormuz will likely be told 3 months from now. So they're going to keep taking money. What was the last one? No nukes, no terrorists, no missiles. Okay, we just talked about that right there. They clearly still have missiles. In fact, our own supply, has been depleted.
Bring the UAE closer to
our own supply has been depleted by one third to one half.
Because we have a ceasefire. Because they successfully convinced Trump that they're at a negotiating table, and yet it's been a month and there's been no deal. Actually,
I stand by everything I said there. I'm not somebody to go, "I told you so." This is not about like being right, or it's not about hubris or ego. I don't care that I told people that, but I do care that I have had to spend week after week after week, month after month after month on TV watching these MAGA stooges lie to the audience and lie to my face. And now, as all of their predictions fall flat and all of our predictions, like you and I, our predictions come true, they continue to double down on their lies. For example, on our Mockler HQ Twitter account, which you should go follow, we do a lot of good posting there and clipping there. On our Mockler HQ Twitter account, we've been doing a daily tracker of Scott Jennings' lies. It has now been 40 days since Scott Jennings declared the Strait open, just like Donald Trump did. He sent out a post saying, "The Hormuz crisis ends. Diplomacy, ceasefires, and a turning point?" Dog, none of these things happened. The Hormuz crisis is still happening. Diplomacy, we bombed them 2 days ago. The negotiations aren't going anywhere. Ceasefires, again, we bombed them 2 days ago. Nobody ceased firing. And a turning point. Yeah, it's a turning point for the worse. You know, one of his MAGA stooges then replied, "No immediate gratification, Mockler. In the real world, things take time. Start learning, stop complaining." You know, the condescending, smug air that Republicans like to poke me with. I said, "Trump placed tariffs on every trading partner over a year ago, yet manufacturing jobs never realized. They never were materialized. We are on week 13 of a war with none of our political objectives achieved. Zero. I've been patient. The long-term gain part isn't coming. MAGA has been conned. When Donald Trump placed tariffs on basically every country except for Russia and North Korea, they kept saying short-term pain for long-term gain." I remember them saying this over and over, that this is the short-term pain part. Well, the long-term gain never came. Manufacturing jobs never materialized. Inflation is up. Unemployment is up. Every single macroeconomic indicator that actually matters has skyrocketed. And while all of this is happening, Donald Trump is building a UFC arch in the White House lawn. As Doni Sullivan points out, this looks like a theme park. Well, I mean, look at the Chiron on CNN. Basically, it's saying Iran threatens retaliation against U.S. strikes amid negotiations, as I'm guessing what the Chiron says. So we have an Iran Chiron about this war that Trump got us into, yet what Trump is focused on is this effing ballroom, reflecting pool, and then the UFC ceremony that he's putting on. I actually find it absolutely sickening, and this brings me to the leaked memorandum of understanding coming from Iranian media. Now, Iranian media announced the initial deals of their memorandum of understanding, and I just find this to be all incredibly weak for a few reasons. First of all, Donald Trump can't even get a deal with Iran. They're just in the initial phases of figuring out a memorandum of understanding. So Iran is basically dog walking him on a leash right now, just running out the clock because they know that they're not held democratically accountable, but the United States is. So the initial details of this deal, according to Iran, and by the way, the United States will probably come out and try to rebut this with their own version of the memorandum, but it seems like this is the starting point for Iran. It seems like this is where we are. And that means this has been catastrophic for the United States. Reading this list right here, I want you to just think about what's missing from this list. Okay, so number one, U.S. military forces will withdraw from the vicinity of Iran. Number two, the U.S. Navy will lift its blockade of the Strait. Number three, Iran has committed to restoring the number of commercial transit ships through the Strait of Hormuz to pre-war levels. Number four, Iranian state media says military vessels are not included in this draft agreement. Number five, the management and routing of ship traffic through the Strait will be handled by Iran in cooperation with Oman. Number six, if a final deal is reached within 60 days, the agreement will be approved in the form of a binding UN Council resolution. U.S. oil prices are already dropping. I don't know why oil prices are dropping based off of like the 15th shitty deal that we've gotten a memorandum for, but what is missing from this? In my opinion, what's missing are any of the actual political objectives laid out at the beginning of this war by Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, J.D. Vance, all of them laid out a few key goals. The goals were never, at the beginning of this war, just to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, because the Strait was open. The goals were never to get ships through this narrow passageway, because it was open. The goal was A, regime change, which has not happened. The 86-year-old Khamenei was killed and replaced by his 30-year younger son, so regime change did not happen. The IRGC is still in control. Number two, nuclear disarmament. They wanted to completely disarm Iran's ability to create nukes. It hasn't happened. There's nothing about nukes in this. Number three, getting the enriched uranium that is in Iran out of Iran. There is nothing in there about that at all. Number four was defanging Iran's ability to make money and fund proxies in the region. Well, if the Strait of Hormuz is still under control of Iran, according to point number five right here, the management and routing of ship traffic will be handled by Iran in cooperation with Iman. If that's true, if that's what ends up happening, then they can just refund terrorism in the region. They can do whatever they want with the money they make and then reinvest it. This is an awful, awful reality for the United States. As Tim Miller points out, Trump's initial demand was unconditional surrender. Trump was tweeting out almost daily, in all caps, unconditional surrender. Nothing less than unconditional surrender will be good. The current memorandum of understanding is basically just open the Strait of Hormuz, which was already previously opened, and withdraw our military. Then, maybe after 60 days, we can continue the same nuclear negotiations that were happening before the war. So, I almost just struggle to believe how dumb this is, how dumb this framework is. So we basically give them 60 days to rebuild, 60 days to do what they want, to control the strait. And then after those 60 days, we might continue the same negotiations that were happening in February before all of this. What an absolute mess. American soldiers have died. Tens of thousands of Middle Eastern citizens have died. Gas prices have spiked, which has likely caused more death due to the amount of price increases we are seeing. Americans are struggling. Everybody around me is struggling. I drove back to Indiana to visit my family this weekend, and it was like 80% pricier just to go visit my folks back in Indiana. It is brutal, and Donald Trump has zero political concessions. Let me just end this off with a final point that I find very important. Young people like Gen Zers, millennials, and people of all ages in America have been primed throughout their lives to see headlines about the Middle East and about the United States getting military success in the Middle East. For example, we killed Saddam Hussein. We basically fought the Taliban, and the United States, in the headlines, was declaring victory. They said, "We killed the bad guy. Saddam Hussein is dead." But young people have then been primed to realize that just because we kill a bad guy or just because we take out some of their military does not mean we are making America more safe long term. It does not mean we are helping us long term. So let's apply this Iraq and Afghanistan framework to Iran. Just because we took out their 50-year-old Navy and just because the 86-year-old Khamenei, who had cancer anyways, is now dead and replaced by his son does not mean I'm safer. It does not mean you're safer, and does not actually mean that the United States has won in any meaningful way. If we had won just by killing the bad guy, then we would have won in Iraq. We would have won in Afghanistan. But no, it's not that simple. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.